Okay, with Angie Ackley, The Way Back Home is the poetry film played at the Experimental Film Festival. She's from Dubai, and yeah, and you, I guess, I'm assuming you wrote the poetry as well.
Yeah, it's overall, I've written it, I've narrated it, and I edited it. It's actually fully, almost fully made by myself with a small team of people and friends.
And so, well, the photography is amazing, and I'm assuming you weren't the performer underwater. It was another actress.
Yes, she's someone whom I worked with. She's a dancer, and I've seen that she's passionate about diving, and I asked her and I spoke to her about the project. And she really like jumped on board and she loved it. And it was amazing. There's a lot of personal feelings about this project, really, more than it being just another shoot.
So what's the personal feelings?
So basically, if I would speak about myself, really, this is a project that I wanted for a long time to speak about womanhood and my experience about becoming a mother. And my overall experience of living in the Middle East and what I've been through as a woman. And because I'm a mother of two daughters, and it was for Women's Day, I was like asked to create a personal project. And this is how the idea came to life. And when I did this film, I really wanted to say a lot of things in 2 minutes. And I hope I was able to kind of tell a bit of the story and a bit of what I wanted my daughters actually to take away with them. And I really think that. I mean, when I released the project, the first people I showed it to are to my 15-year-old daughter and to my 13-year-old daughter. And I told her, you will watch this film today, and I want you from many years from now to watch it again and then again. I really want them to watch it in different phases of their lives.
That's amazing. And so what do you said that you the project was from Women's Day? Is that a day in your
Yes,
country?
we have a day here in the UAE actually, because I live in Dubai and I'm actually Lebanese, but I live and work in Dubai. And
Okay.
there's a day where they celebrate women and their achievements and all. And I was asked to create a project from friends from like a local magazine called Marie Claire Arabia, and they wanted me to interview a woman. And when they gave me the project, there was no, nothing in their mind that I would create something as such. But I saw this is the opportunity where I could just put work on the side and use my time to really make something a little bit more artistic, because for a long time I've been wanting to do something artistic. And this was my opportunity. And I did it in it was not an interview, probably a self interview, probably like it's self thoughts
Yeah.
rather than interviewing anyone else. And I know that by what I communicated in this film, I speak other women's stories.
So let's talk about the prose for a second, the poetry. Have you written poetry in the past? Like, are you a poetry writer?
Not at all, but I'm an artist. I observe the world around me. I have my thoughts. And I'm very actually I'm a fan of some sort of poetry, or may I say I'm someone whose love language are words, and I really use words, and I admire and I'm fascinated by words when they express human feelings. I'm very touched by them, so maybe this is where it comes from.
Gotcha. And you, but you've made films previously?
I did a lot of music videos. This
Okay.
is how I'm like kind of known in the region for my music videos with big stars in the Middle East. And in music videos, I always saw an opportunity to tell stories, because my music videos are like short films, but I never had a project for myself ever since I graduated from university. So this was the first time since I graduated, which is more than 20 years ago, and that I have complete ownership of a content, of a story, of everything, even directing. Like the way we directed this film is an aquarium. We didn't go underwater, so there's a special aquarium where a
Gotcha.
microphone is connected to the underwater, where I'm able also to communicate with Nawal, or the dancer that was underwater. So I mean, I saw in this, as I told you, an opportunity to try to express myself the most without the influence of anything that is commercial or an artist's
Yeah.
ideas or artist songs, like to have a bit of more of control for a self-expression as an artist.
Well, speaking of commercial, you have a pretty nice Instagram page. I was on your Instagram page this morning. You have a lot of followers, and it's personal,
Yeah,
but it's
but
a
it's very
personal
personal. Yeah. I never thought of, I really, when Instagram was there, I only post about my thoughts, moments, and I never did it about work. Maybe because also this is who I am. Work, in work, I have friends. When I work, it's my passion. And I never really, like, if you want to get to know me, you will know all of that together. It comes as a package. Like, even my kids, they got to know me as a director and as a mother. I really feel it is, and like, at the core of who I am, this is who I am.
So what would you say in like in a sentence what this film's about?
I would say it's about womanhood in the Middle East, because when it first starts, this film, I really speak about the moment when when I got pregnant for the first time, and I was in my happiest moment. And when I declared it to the community or to the people, the first word was not congratulations. They did not celebrate my joy. They said, well, you can try again. And this is exactly how I started my film, that, I had a daughter. And the reason why they tell you, you can try again, is because it is more of a masculine community, and girls don't hold the name of the father. And they, there was not even a celebration then. But then, as the film goes on, I really speak also about what happened to me post-labor, and how labor is a combination of fire, because there's the pain of labor, and there is the joy and the spirituality of this whole experience. And then there's the physical change, which I think in the region, there is zero talk about that. And because, as we were saying, Instagram is all about showing perfection and showing perfect bodies and perfect faces. And I find this not real. And for example, in my experience, I really struggled with my physical appearance. And I speak about that in the film, like how I was judged, but at the same time, I found strength later on to really rediscover myself. And I really think women need to go through different phases in life, but then they come to an age where they really decide what they want and what represents them. And this is beautiful in every way. And this is where I say, like, they will find their way back home. It's like going back to who they really are and not what the community expects from them.
So in a kind of macro question, is the women's rights of better than it was, like say 25 years ago?
I
Has
mean,
it
absolutely,
evolved?
but I would like to answer this in one answer, but I will tell you it depends on the communities. Like, there are communities in Lebanon, for example, where no, not at all, not at all. And if you go back to what I did in the past in terms of music videos, I also addressed women issues and women topics, because I heard stories of women who, for example, got killed by their husband, but their husband went out of jail because there is no law that defends back home. So I fight. And then, of course, if you will meet, you will meet successful women, and you will feel okay, but things seem okay back home. I mean, like, there's a successful woman who did the success stories. You will find all sorts of stories, but I can assure you that there are some communities where women don't get their rights. And of course, also in our modern world, there's a lot of prejudgment over women, and there's still areas that need of improvement, I would say, and women have to do double the effort to prove themselves.
Well, I'm assuming there's blowback, right? Like I'm assuming that there's men in powerful positions who do not want women to be
I
having
mean,
their,
they probably perceive it as bossy, or they feel like women and their hormones. I mean, I don't want to sound very much like a feminist. I am a very much a human, like, nature kind of believer, let's say. I just feel for every single person who want to achieve something and they are not allowed to. And when it comes to women, because I've survived some of that, I've lived discrimination in the Arab world, and I've been through that, and I know how it feels. And then I feel like I can be their voice through film and art. And I feel like, I mean, as a director, I do not go into a project unless it's really become my feeling. It could be another woman's story, but if I feel it, it becomes mine. And this is the best way I could be totally honest when I represent it in film.
Well, in your director, And even in the Western world, a female director is still kind of a, there's still, it's not as prominent as it should be. You figure that 50% of the population, there should be 50% directors and 50% stories about women, but it's not really like that even now. So I think it's amazing that you're this accomplished director in where you live. So how did that start? How did you get into music videos? How did you get into directing commercials?
Well, in music videos, it was purely by coincidence. And since we're talking about it, I'm going to try to be very brief. It was a friend who knew my husband, who's a professional photographer, and we asked him, we will make you a music video for free. He's a big star. And we filmed a music video in total secret because he was doubting that I will make something nice. And when he saw the
It's
big
like a,
video,
almost like a proof of concept of your talent.
yeah, like we filmed everything and nobody knew anything about that. And he loved it and he saw everything, like how amazing it looked. And then he released it in a press conference and then it went viral. It went really big. So all other stars wanted to work with me. I worked mostly with women celebrities. They feel very comfortable and safe around me, I may say. I mean, I really have a lot of understanding for them and I think I do make them feel comfortable before being just a director, and they can sense that feeling of me wanting to protect their image. And I do that. I'm very cautious about that. I really do not want to objectify any woman, even if she is an artist. There is a thin line where I make her really appear as a feminine energy in its beautiful form without really objectifying her. And this is really, and this started growing for the past 11 years. I filmed with almost all of our female celebrities, stars and singers, and I filmed with them. And my work with celebrities is great. I think it's half being a psychologist and half being a director, if I want to say the truth. But I think now is the time where I really want to break free and do my own projects where I have like the full control, basically. And I'm still working with celebrities also in TV commercials. I'm being asked to direct their beauty commercials and all. And I love to do that for a living. But definitely, film is where I'm heading, hopefully, next. I've already signed a contract with a company to tell the story about a woman who stole a bank in Lebanon. It's a true story. So I love true stories. I don't come up with from my imagination. And she stole the bank that took her funds, and she wanted to save her sister who's dying from cancer. And I took this story. I met the actual lady who did the heist, and she trusted me with her story. And we signed with the company. Hopefully, it will, you know, it will be in development soon.
You're going to make
So
a
I'm
feature film about this story.
yeah. Yes, inshallah, we say in Arabic.
Noble, a
Hopefully.
noble crime, basically, right? Like
Yeah.
she's like the Robin Hood, like the modern day Robin
Her
Hood, right?
story is unbelievable, like really unbelievable. Like even when you get into the details of her story, because I asked her all sorts of, I mean, I became the journalist in this one because it's a quest. There's a lot of research, and I really think in this kind of genre, I allow the film to write itself. I allow them to tell me the story because the way they say it, the reality of their story is fantastic. And there's a lot of what people know from, because her story went viral. It was on CNN, New York Times. It even won an Emmy Award. One of the reports won an Emmy Award for her story. And still, whatever was told, there's a lot that people don't know about her story. And I'm so excited. I mean, we're still like now looking for funding. As you just mentioned, in this industry, not a lot of people are interested in women's stories in the region. In the region, they really want to fund, I don't know, like some other genres. So it's a bit of a struggle, but
But
we will
there's
get there.
female celebrities, right? Like, so they're it's I'm assuming that was it wasn't like that in the past. And so there's I guess there's like once they're like a role model, I guess there's a female role model who's doing creativity, that's progress, one would assume.
Yes, I think I can tell you something. In our region, what we have been through, which is a lot, especially as a Lebanese person, because Lebanon is a place that witnessed war, but that also witnessed beautiful stories. And out of war and pain, that was, you know, like kind of forced upon people who love life. and love arts, and they are Mediterraneans, and they love music, and they love arts. It really, I think, pushed us even more and more to really express ourselves. We have a very rich life stories, and we have a lot of stories that are untold in our region, I would say. I hope, I really, really do hope, as I move forward, to be able to tell as many stories as I can.
No, it's great. Well, I think the Western world where I live in has a very limited point of view of your region, right? We look at things in very of what the media tells us, I guess, in a sense, right? Yeah.
But some people would I would hate on social media. I would always look at any technology to be very positive. And I really think that social media, if you are to really like look further and to be kind of curious a little bit more, you are able today to know what back then the news would tell you. I worked in the news, by the way, like at certain phase in my life. So news, there's politics involved. They want you to know what they want you to know. But today, you really have a very strong tool in your hand. You have the freedom to discover whatever information you want. And I find
Well,
this
to a
amazing.
certain extent, because there's an algorithm that kind of limits things, but that's a whole
Yeah,
other
but
subject.
people are expressing themselves freely on their social media. And I
100%.
find it very powerful.
I guess my point is that storytelling, a great story, kind of changes the progress. If you tell a great story about a woman and it's a feature film and it's successful, that's progress.
Yeah.
That changes things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that changes a lot of things. That changes also if they give the opportunity to a female director who hasn't directed Hollywood movies,
Yeah.
like also give, I mean, there's another thing in our industry, like to give chances to people who are not necessarily big award winners, but you can see through them some sort of ta talent, or like to support also young directors or like first-time directors. I really find this also a necessity to for people, like not to have, as you have said, like there's a dominance of certain people in that industry. I think the sun shines on everyone, and everybody deserves this sunshine to shine on them, basically.
The fin I just want to finish talking about your film, because it's a really great, it's like nicely photographed. Cinematography is amazing, and then the sound design is fantastic. So I know you did a lot, and you kind of produced it, you wrote it, you directed it, and but at the same time, you have a pretty great crew. Tell me about,
I
have you
have an
worked with them in the
amazing, of
past?
course, I want to talk to, I mean, like the DOP who did a fantastic
Samir, is
job.
it
His name is
Samir?
Samir Karam. Samir Karam is my best friend from 20 years. We worked in a row for 11 years back when I first came to Dubai. And, he's been like my all-time DOP, my all-time friend. And I'm really going to allow myself to say here that he came on board for free. He owns the company that has all the equipment, and he came, he was the DOP, he funded the equipment and the crew, and he did it with a lot of passion and generosity. I mean, I can't find enough words of to say how grateful I am to have him support this project. I have to talk also about Nawal. Nawal is fantastic. Nawal is a person with a lot of depth as a woman, and that day it was not easy. It was a full day shoot. She didn't eat. She was a total professional on how to dive and really maintain a long breath so we can secure longer shots underwater, and it was absolutely amazing. And for sound design, I really have to also talk about Milton. Milton is also a 20 years back friend. So in a way or another, it's like these are the people I met when I first arrived here, and I went to them and I'm like, guys, I have a project that I truly believe in, and I need you, and I need your help. And they really did it either with like really little money or no money at all. And also, I have to thank here Hue Management, which is a company owned by a friend of mine, Hadi Hajjar, where I had like some little expenses that he took care of, and he wanted to fund this project for me because they saw how passionate I am, and I really wanted it to come to life.
No, it's an amazing film. I mean, now you're sending it out to festivals, and It should do well. It's like a
I
pretty.
hope so. I find it quite short. So, and I'm like thinking, I don't know what festivals really look for, but I have to tell you, the moment I saw the festival, I'm like, this is the festival. And to be honest, it was one day late to reply to me that if I got selected or not. And I got so worried, like, if I don't make it here, then I'm not gonna make it anywhere else. And I got my very first selection with the festival. I am
Oh, wow.
incredibly grateful. And I think this will mark me. Like, this will be like moving on with my life. This is gonna be a first for me. I'm very, very, very happy.
Well, from someone who programs a lot of programs festivals, like I would even submit to the big ones. Like I think this is a great film. I think it's like perfectly. It's a great story. It's a timely story, right? Like in terms of the world that we live in today, which is so kind of like muddled with politics and people choosing sides, and we just need a human story about this world and about like the point of view. And it's not, you're not telling what people what to think or telling people what to do. Like you're just showing your point of view, your emotional point of view of motherhood, about being a woman, about living in the world that you live in. Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Thank you so much, really. It means a lot to me. You know, me doing this project and like even the day it was released, it's like my raw self. Like, even though people probably knew, some people knew me as a film director for 11 years, this was the first time I felt that I'm introducing myself. And I'll tell you, that night, I just isolated myself and I'm sitting and it's just online. And I really had tears in my eyes, like, okay, I just expose a part of myself. Please, world, be gentle. Like, please be gentle. I was really worried, like, what people might say that might affect me just because it was really personal. But it went great. I mean, everyone who has watched it, whether on a personal level or on my social media page, I mean, they only saw the vertical version. This is like on the website. It's the first time to see it as a 16:9. So I'm very, very excited, and I'm telling you, this means really a lot for me. I need it at this stage of my life. I need that kind of like spotlight or like that kind of opportunity to show people, you know, like what I can do at least as an independent director.
In many ways, the way you're describing it is like it's like the beginning of your next career as a director, right?
To me it is, because this is the first time I'm not being paid for a project. Like, this reminds me from my graduation day when I did things freely, and then after that go to the commercial world, and anything they ask you has, like, if there's a client, there's someone giving you conditions, you are very conditioned. But this one has a lot of freedom. There's a lot of freedom in there, and this is why I'm telling you it's very personal, because it's totally free and raw and honest.
Well, in this generation, a lot of the great directors of this generation have started in music videos, right? Like the list is long. And then obviously everybody, because it's a good paycheck, a lot of filmmakers do commercials, right? That's just what people
It's
do.
beautiful because some of it has much more freedom than other sectors, at least in our world. And I mean, I love music. I love music. Music speaks to me a lot. I mean, for me, it's half of what I see is in sound, whether it's music or sound. And I'm fascinated by great musicians as well and great singers. They make my whole and also dancers. And this is how I met Nawar, because she was dancing in one of my music videos. And I was like, there's something about this woman that I love so much. Because what I love about Nawal, the model and the dancer there, and I call her, you're my muse. That day I told her, you are my muse, is because she has this beauty that I feel like the world is going really more and more into creating a face for a woman through plastic surgery and everything. And she has this natural beauty about her. And she's half Palestinian, by the way. And she's someone who struggles a lot and was suffering a lot at the time. So I really, I'm telling you, she's a woman with a lot of depth. And the way she expresses herself in a physical way in her dances has always touched me. So I was very, very happy she accepted, and she did an amazing job. An amazing job.
On that note, I wish you the best success. I would, yeah, submit this film, should get into every festival you submit to.
I hope
And
so.
I'm looking forward to seeing what you do next. So Stay keep in
Thank you.
touch, and I love to see
Thank
you
you
next month.
so much, and so nice to meet you. Thanks a
Thank
lot.
you.